Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Matt, I have won an award. Have you heard about this?
I saw it on Facebook.
You did? Oh, I hate that.
Well, now that you're showing it to me.
I brought it to show you.
The picture you took on Facebook is deceptive because it looks huge.
That is
kind of small.
Yes, it's a little award.
I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
I assume you probably, if there was such an award, would have been in the running for the high individual score at the ALS, strikeout ALS, Aaron Nola, Austin Nola event.
Yes.
But congrats.
Thank you.
You actually did win.
Thank you very much. Highest individual score. I'm very proud of that. I'm going to hang it high.
Darius Geis is a bull, a shark.
Is he?
As I learned, is Stromile Swift, former LSU basketball player who bowled a 296 on the final frame, the last roll, he got a six. He was four short.
That's awesome. I haven't been able to get 300.
He was a little disappointed,
but we need to do a bowling contest.
So that's happening. When Stromile comes in town, we're going to go do a bowling
something.
Thing.
Yes.
So we've eaten up our whole segment.
Okay,
so
sorry.
Enjoy baseball and enjoy basketball this weekend. I'll see you. Real quick, so Indiana's in town.
Yes.
I'm sure you've been announcing, but the Sunday game got moved to Saturday.
Correct.
Threat of weather. The Indiana is the reigning Big Ten regular season champion. So this is a pretty solid baseball program. They've had some mild weather, so they've actually been able to practice outside a bit, which a lot of times when teams from the north come down here, it's the first time they're outside, so a lot of times there's some issues. But Indiana shouldn't have that trouble. Very curious to see a couple things. Number one, can LSU hit? That was a big problem for this team last year. And then with the pitching injuries, it compounded everything. The other, if you remember early in the season last year, walks were a massive issue for this staff.
Yeah.
Arm care, and they when they went to Texas, they walked everybody. They couldn't throw the ball over the plate. Let's see if early in the season the pitchers have their command and can throw the ball over the plate. So LSU three-game series this weekend out at the box. Basketball tomorrow at Auburn. At Alabama.
Yeah.
In the last 25 games at Alabama, how many do you think LSU's won?
No clue.
Guess.
10.
5.
Oh, really?
LSU's 5-20 in their last 25 trips to Coleman Coliseum.
Not good.
This has been a place historically where LSU has not fared well. So, big challenge tomorrow. Bama's probably going to be a slight favorite in the game. Remember, Bama's a team that just gets up threes. But Bama has lost 4 of their last 5. Charles Manning should be back for LSU, which should give them some minutes, go run some of those shooters off the three-point line. Let's hope LSU can defend well enough on the three-point line to go on the road and get a win. If they do, that's a massive game next week at the Maravich Center against Kentucky. So, a lot going on this weekend. Enjoy.